Hello, everyone. This is Dave Burdett, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to fix the healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Mark Engelin. Mark is the co-founder and CEO of a company called RxLive. RxLive is a digital platform that connects patients with clinical pharmacists to manage their prescription meds through their provider or through their health plan. I interviewed Mark as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series. I talked to him about scope of practice challenges, why doctors don't like pharmacists, and why I won't fill my prescription unless I get a discount grocery coupon. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
And I appreciate you making time for this interview. The opponent of expanded scope of practice, of course, is organized medicine. The AMA even has its own website, Scope of Practice, where they kind of keep a scorecard of all the legislative things they've batted away, using their terminology. What aren't they getting about the benefit of what you want to do?
Frees up time, right?
It
empowers the pharmacist to be a member of that team. And there's other win-wins across, how physicians practice medicine that I think, they should be thinking about strategically. Another area is, as we talk to health systems, there's this massive disconnect with health systems that take risk, right? Because a big part of total cost of care is reducing admissions and readmissions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's directly counter to the business models of many, health systems.
Right.
But they're all competing in a new world for patients, right, to fill that capacity. And so it's not like there's necessarily a shortage of patients looking for procedures. They're out there. It's more about, how do you differentiate yourself and how do you fight for a larger chunk of that pie? And, if you're freeing up physicians to be able to focus on more complex cases, to maybe lower the caseload of physicians so they're burnt out less, right? These are all win-wins that I think we should be talking about.
What's the craziest excuse you've heard for someone not wanting to use your service?
The craziest thing, around why they won't use us is they just really don't believe in the role of the pharmacist.
Wow. And that's probably deeply ingrained too. That starts maybe in medical school, right?
I think that, again, to your commentary around the AMA, there's a cadre of physicians who are, afraid that they are losing out in this new healthcare world, right?
The
autonomy, independence, passion, art, right? I'm not dismissive of any of those things, right? I'm actually agreeing with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is changing, right? And that change is really hard to navigate. And they're like, what's the point, right? Why am I here anymore, right? If I'm going to be told what to do at every step of the process, mm-hmm. that's not great for me.
Right.
And I actually had a conversation with my wife, Kristen, who is my co-founder, right, in RxLive, about what is the psychographic difference between physicians and pharmacists. And pharmacists are actually used to being told what to do, right? If you think about the pharmacist at, a dispensing site like Walgreens or Walmart, right? It's all about metrics. It's all about mm-hmm. throughput. It's all about script, delivery. Right. It's all about vaccine counts, right? And that's mm-hmm. just the mindset that they're trained from in day one at pharmacy school that then permeates into their retail mm-hmm. experience. And I don't think that same psychology really permeates medicine today.
Speaking of psychology, tell me a little about the psychology of medication adherence based on your experience.
Like, people think of medication adherence being about forgetfulness and cost. And it is, to a certain extent, right? That's some of the subcomponents of why patients don't take their medications. But it's a much more sophisticated and nuanced behavioral problem. Yeah. And we get into some of those nuances in the paper.
It's funny you say that, because I have a prescription waiting for me at the pharmacy right now. But on our punch card, you need 5 prescriptions to get 20% off on your next grocery purpose. So I haven't gone to pick it up until somebody else in my house needs a prescription filled so I can fill out the punch card so I can get the 20% off coupon. Right. So I didn't even think about that until right now. So,
well, and, a lot of seniors and I'm not going to just lump this as seniors.
Right.
A lot of people have very strong opinions about medications. Right.
Yeah.
And how they feel about their medications and what they want their medications to do for them.
Right.
And it's amazing the level of trust that people have with pharmacists and conversations that they would never have with their physicians.
Right.
So I remember we had a client up in Oregon, and you know, you talk about cliches, you know, medical marijuana use up in Oregon is high. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the interplay between marijuana and medications, right? It's significant. Mm-hmm. And so here were people who were doing things that their physician had no clue about, right?
Right.
And just have a direct impact on their medications. And so that's another, you know, important consideration.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's really interesting. You use this phrase clinical pharmacist. So maybe it's just my inexperience. What's the difference between a clinical pharmacist and a regular pharmacist? I use regular because I didn't want to say non-clinical, because I don't know if that's right either.
So the short answer is, I believe every pharmacist is and should be and can be a clinical pharmacist, mm-hmm. right? I think it's an artifact of vocabulary and messaging and semantics a little bit. But, you know, we use the phraseology of clinical pharmacist really to denote that there's not dispensing happening. Right.
Got it.
But, you know, from a clinical skill set perspective, I think every pharmacist can, with the right training and, mm-hmm. you know, systems and tools, be and should be a clinical pharmacist. And I would say that pharmacists primarily responsible for dispensing and safety are very clinical in their judgment and their care. Right. And they have no less empathy. Mm-hmm. Right. Or importance in the healthcare value chain than those that are focusing on more counseling or clinical first roles. So, mm-hmm. you know, that nuance is really just to reiterate the point around non-dispensing.
Yeah.
And sort of the expanded use case and scope of practice.
Yeah. Mark, this has been great, Ed.
Absolutely, Dave.
All right. Great speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to learn more about how Mark Engelin thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.